Please give me just 5 minutes to say something that must be said. I will jump immediately to the punchline. To the men here tonight, if you know that God has called you to serve His church as a priest, or even if you think He might have called you to serve, it is time to put aside your worries and your doubts and your fears and your hesitations, and it is time to answer with a resounding yes. There is no vocations crisis in this country. None. There is a crisis of courage. God has called all the men we need to serve His church as priest more than enough. There is never a lack of abundant blessings from our Father. There is, however, a lack of generous acceptance of His abundance. And we as a church can only benefit from those blessings that we accept, only those that we eagerly bring in and use and give thanks to God for. So my question is, if God is sending us all the vocations we need, why do we have such a shortage of priests? The young men God is calling aren't saying yes to the call. Why? The reasons are as old as the world. Money, sex, prestige, or should I say the fear of not having any money, sex, or prestige. And forgive me for saying this, but it must be said. There is a profound lack of courage among you who are called, but will not say yes. And what is it that you fear? If God has called you to the priesthood, what more do you need than His word setting you on the way? Yes, you will have to give up sex and money and prestige, but why is this a problem for a Christian? Have you bought into the pagan ideal of the virile man? You can't be a man if you don't have a treasure box full of gold, an enviable career, and a little black book full of women? No, I'm not saying that the vows of a Catholic priest are easy to live out. Far from it. It takes courage, resolve, and a lot of hard work with God's grace to be a faithful, ordained man of God. And the reward for this hard work isn't always what we might want. But that's what sacrifice is, giving to God the best we have and trusting that He will use it to the best possible end. I was going to tell you what got me so riled up about this topic, but after several drafts, I couldn't find a way to tell you charitably. So rather than tell you what got me so angry, let me tell you what we need in the church right now. We need young men, faithful, courageous, smart, eager to serve, young men who will give themselves to the tough work of leading the church through the first half of this century. Bishops all over the country are setting into place the self-fulfilling prophecy of priestless Sundays, and activists are slowly preparing American Catholics for the disappearance of the priest. He is to become a relic, a rare thing, seen only once or twice a year, and eventually, because of the terrible shortage that we all lament, of course, he is to become a luxury we can no longer afford. We need young men who will step up and offer themselves as servant leaders. We need young men who will battle the dissenting professors in the seminaries, who will stand up and take charge in the parishes as men of God, who are not embarrassed by their vocation and who will proudly proclaim themselves religious, priest, and servants. We need young men who will patiently work with faithful lay men and women to prepare them for leadership roles proper to the lay charism. In other words, gentlemen, we need you to say yes to God's call to you. We need young men with great big hearts to stand up, come forward, and to do the job that Christ has left us to do, to teach, to preach, to celebrate the sacraments, and to show us the way as faithful men of this century. Tuesday night at Dinner and Discourse, Father Joe Koning, the Diocesan Vocations Director, will be here to speak. The University Sarah Club will provide E. Fratelli's pizza for dinner, and we will have dessert. Dinner starts at 5:30 and Anselm 2:30. The talk begins at 6 with the showing of the video, Fishers of Men. Come fill your bellies as all good Catholics should, and come fill your hearts to serve. Men, step up. There is no time for fear.